Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 107, part 2. Do you have a wounded spirit? Today is Sunday, July 26, 2009. Hello, and thank you for joining Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. The month of July, starting it off with a bang. Well, the 4th of July, get that. Come to Minnesota, June, July. These are the months. The month of July, right now, we are out in our more than 10,000 lakes, boating, fishing, with our water skidoos. We are just having so much fun, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited, North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. And as you know, Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota. We're located in Disciples Ministries historic Mikrokodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, a senior 60 years and older, or you are disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. We will fix you up. We have got lots of food. We have so much food, we don't know what to do with it all, so we want to give it to you. How about that? So be sure to visit us online where you're not going to find any food, but you will find that you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our free food mission. So what do you think about that? Visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org. You can also join our online community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to, write this down, our blog, Flickr, where you're going to see so many photos you won't know what to do with them all. The podcast. Hopefully you are subscribing and listening to Pastor Paul's podcast every Friday and every Sunday. If you're not, you can't blame us for your life, okay? Subscribe to the podcast. Life Vantage. You're going to find a link to Life Vantage. That is a direct link where you can buy our product, Protandim, that reduces your oxidative stress that causes free radicals. You know you've got them. You know you've got free radicals. You need to reduce them. So let us help you. Protandim, you need to order it. Buy auto ship, save yourself some money. Start taking that one little pill every day. Fight those free radicals. Eliminate them. Check it out. Also, follow me on Twitter, and I will follow you. The blog. I'm coming back to the blog. You need to go to the blog every week to see the show notes for Pastor Paul's podcast. And there you're going to find interactive links to scriptures, which you know you need to read. You need to get in your Bible and start digging through these scriptures. You can't just listen to the message. Every message, we've got the scriptures. Check them out. If you need to, you can email me, janine@pastorpaul.org, and you can also leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or a testimony at the blog. Now, if you want to, you could make an MP3 audio testimony and email it to me. I love audio emails. In the month of July, Pastor Paul's messages are going to include these. We're starting the month off with pride, and we know that needs to be dealt with. Then we go into, we need Holy Spirit direction, and that's where you're going to get that by reading your Bible as well as listening to Pastor Paul's message. Do you have a wounded spirit? Is God with you? These are some questions and the titles of the messages you're going to hear this month, Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. Have a great month. God bless you.
No, but there are so many down spirits, I don't believe it, because they just get into themselves, and my God, they won't let go, and I'm disappointed. I'm disillusioned. I'm beside myself. Well, that's the problem. You're sitting beside yourself. God help us. God will break every idol. And if you're an idol sitting in your own, I'm discouraged, I'm defeated, I'm not. That's an idol. You've made yourself an idol. And God will break you. Yeah, but I'm so humble now. I'm so weak now. I can't. I'm really. It's still an idol, a sad one, but an idol. Oh, I know you on the radio. I can just see right now you're fussing and afraid. But you don't know. This is negative. And this is what's happening to you. This is why messages disturb you, because God wants you to change. My God, change. Now, I don't know who that was on the radio, but I reckon it was someone. Ooh, they're steaming now, aren't they? Sucking on that Pepsi and crunching them Frito-Lays. Oh, my. I'm discouraged. I'll never go to church again. Ooh. A woman once prophesied. She said, "You have made your children an idol." And the woman didn't know why she prophesied this. This is many years back. But in the assembly was a lady that had a child that had died, and she had wore black for 15 years. She had not forgiven God. "You have made your children an idol." They do that with some of the idols. Some of the rock stars. Elvis Presley. People do that with their children, don't they? She had never forgiven God for what he had done. Now I believe this is an evil that must be rebuked. And they even got clubs now. Sensitivity clubs, or what do they call them? Grieving clubs. And they all hold up their little idol. And they all bring their little picture and little artifacts, and they live in the past. Oh, that needs a strong rebuke. There's so much of that going on right now. It needs a strong rebuke. It's weird. It almost wants the people to go over to the other side. And even if they carry their mourning too far, we must say to them, "Dear friend, this is rebellion against God." Oh, we're going to grieve, of course, as men. But are we not also men of God? We must then bow to the will of God and go on. Just go on. I've had several deaths in my ministry. But I must go on and on and on and on and on. Just die. Be resurrected in newness of life every day. Ooh, how many are hearing this? Oh, God, help us today. You're going to grieve, but we got to go on. Okay, then, let's go on. There are some forms of a wounded spirit which I think are very, very serious, and listen to them. And yet they are not quite to where I'm getting to. What I will afterwards speak of, but they're very serious. Some have a wounded spirit because of the cruelty of men, the unkindness of their children, Oh, hello, come in. You won't believe what my kid did to me. I don't believe it, what that kid did. I don't believe it, and they're wounded. Or maybe it's the ingratitude of those you have helped, and maybe you would even die for those people, and all of a sudden they become your foe. One day you're friendly, and you would even die for that person. And the ingratitude of it all of a sudden you turn around and they're a foe. That's serious. It's a terrible wounding when he who should have been your friend becomes your foe. And like the Lord, you also have a Judas. It's not easy to bear misrepresentation. Preacher, hear me. It's not easy when you are misrepresented. It's not easy to bear when there's a falsehood, to have your purest motives misjudged and to have people say you're only self-seeking when you're doing things for the good of others. This is a very, very, very hard kind of a wounded spirit, a painful kind. But it must not be allowed to go too far. You must learn how to cry out to God. One time at the midnight hour, someone come knocking at my door, some friends. No, what a tirade they had. This is years back. And I remember after they left how wounded I was in my spirit. And I thought, my God, what happened? And so I learned how to cry out to the Lord. Lord, I need your help. Tomorrow's another day. Help me. I can't make it. I made it. And I have had several of those instances since then. But you can't allow that to go too far. Are you hearing it? We should try to cry out to God for help. Bear the trial, for after all, who are we that we should not be despised? I said, God, these people despise me. He said, well, there's exactly. Who are you that you should not be despised, hated in the house of your friends for the cause of Christ? That was my answer after a whole night of weeping. And I'll share it with you. Well, did you get hard over it? And you got so hard you didn't trust people? You have to trust people. People are the most beautiful thing that God ever created. We have faults. We do. But we're beautiful in the sight of the Lord. But Lord, my God, what happened? They're just miserable. Why, God, why? He said, hey, who are you that you should not be despised? Oh, I said, I never thought of it that way. Well, it sure hurts. And the Lord could have said, tell me about it. Tell me about it. That's what he does say. Tell me about it. And who are we that we should never become against? Oh, brother, I hate you. Oh, it has nothing to do with it. Not one time a woman stormed my state. I've seen people, okay? I had a woman come up on stage. I mean, we just got done with a move of the Holy Ghost. And she come chomping up at someone with a Mickey Mouse high heels on, you know. Oh, boy, she, Minnie Mouse come right up there, you know, and she just stomped right up there. This is years ago. This church is coming down! Well, I said, you better leave here before it falls down around you then, because I says, I don't receive that Not to say that it didn't wound me in my spirit, but I thought, oh, well, shake it off, because I've been through several of those things. Just shake it. Preacher, shake it off. Shake it off and go on. There's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on, the Bible says. Shake, Christian, shake. Shake, Christian, shake. And there's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. Mark it down. Because of my ministry, I've been come against more than once. Oh, it's unorthodox. It is this, it is that, is it everything? Okay. Okay, that's all right, because I'm used to it. And I'm not going to give that too much time, but preacher, be encouraged! If they hated Christ, they are going to hate you. We should expect this type of a trial. And I believe in expecting it. We shouldn't be disappointed when it comes. A lot of times, I expect that kind of, well, when it comes, we're disappointed. Well, I expected it, but it came too soon. I didn't want it right now. Go away for a while, Lord! I remember a girl, whenever that she would get in trouble, Lord, she'd always say, Lord! Lord! And I thought to myself, if I was anywhere near that and you were crying out like that, I wouldn't answer. Lord! Every time, every little thing, and she'd go into a complete depression. She needed to hear a message like this. Sure, you all get depressed. You all have down times. Should you not expect such trials to come? And when they come, shouldn't you? Oh, the Bible says, welcome them. Rejoice. Can you imagine Christians are going through a great big trial and you get the whole group together, they're going through all kinds of suffering and say, rejoice, rejoice, we're going through a trial. Rejoice, rejoice, we're going through a trial. A trial, a trial, we're going through, huh? I can't. I can't. Until you've gone through a whole lot of trials and you expect them and you welcome them when they come, glory to God, you're going to sit in a frumpy one-time trial. Why not get a new trial? Trade it in. Isn't that what cars are? It's a great big trial. Oh, the motor's falling out, the tires are flat, and this is wrong. And you buy a new trial. Well, what's wrong with this car? Oh, there's only four or five things wrong. Last one was really bad. You try to patch it up. Oh, there's so many that make it through life hiding in the woodwork. No, I won't do it. One time I tore all the woodwork off my church. You remember that? They hide in the woodwork. Oh, I bet there's a lot of Christians in there right now. Hiding in the woodwork. But when you become vocal, when you start preaching the blood of Jesus Christ and freedom for people and the truth that God loves them and that can grow in the revelation of God's love, grace, and mercy and forgiveness, and the devil hates you, you're going to become against. When you're up front, when you're forward, when you're in the right, when you're behind enemy lines. Ooh. Don't be brokenhearted if men try and wound your spirit. Because I've had so much said about myself, I could care less what men might say in the future because they've said everything already anyway. One person even called me the devil. That's what they call Jesus. I said, thank you for the compliment. You called Jesus the devil, devil. Right? Thank you. Because I know in whom I have believed. Now, don't mistake that. Everybody gets a little frown on their face. Don't take that out of here wrong. I am saying people will call you the devil. You. And sometimes you will look like the devil. You ever said that about somebody else? That guy is the devil itself. Or you say, speak of the devil. They're going to say all manner of evil against you for my name's sake, but rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. Great. Hallelujah. Ooh. And when you have once got used to this type of treatment, and you may as well do so, for you'll have plenty of it if you follow Christ. Woo, glory. If you follow Christ in the end times, get ready for what I just said. Get used to it. Get used to name calling. Get used to the rocks of affliction. They won't trouble you. And you will be able to bear your infirmity without being too much wounded by these unkindnesses of men. Say, oh, I've been through that before. That's the devil. Glory to God. Oh, it's no longer I that live, but Christ in me. They're mad at Jesus Christ in me. But also some have been grievously wounded by sorrow. Some people I talk to have had affliction after affliction. One after another. They have had loss after loss after loss after loss. They have had bereavement after bereavement after bereavement. And I believe we ought to feel these things. Because, you know, it's by the feeling that we get some good out of them. If you didn't feel them, you wouldn't get no good out of them. But still, we should cry out for God and for God's strength and cry out. And, oh, if you've been in temptation, be submissive to the rod of correction as far as temptation. And then as you are, it'll soon be off your back. See, if you yield to the temptation, then you complain to God for allowing it, you'll only be kicking against the pricks. You'll only make it worse. And then some are wounded, no doubt. I hope you're hearing this on the radio because of a sickness. Maybe you have a nervous condition. Do you know how that is to have a nervous condition? Where you're nervous? I used to have that. Used to hate it. My hands were always shaking. I was always nervous, and my hands were always sweaty. Huh? That's an affliction, isn't it? Ooh. Or maybe you get the gut cramps when you go to, you know, some place where you're going to meet somebody of authority. Oh, you can't say a word to her. She just blows up. Well, you're saying that won't help that person. Some can't stand too much noise. There's a woman that would lay in her bed and the walking across the floor would bother her. And so it seemed like her husband wanted to take a steamroller so that he would strengthen her nerves. He would make every effort. You know what? That was not Christ-like. He should have took off his shoes and walked through in his bare feet. See, there's got to be a little bit of compassion mixed with it, because there are some people that have mental problems. Mental problems. Oh, but just listen to what I'm saying here. We all have mental problems. Problems with the mind. That's why it says, let your mind be renewed, washed by the water of the word. It has to be done every day. Every day. Take a couple minutes out, You'll see me running my office in there. I won't be gone. I'll be out in a few minutes. I go in, and what I'm doing in there is praying. What I'm doing in there is getting a little of the Word. Oh, let me close it up now. Are you hearing this so far? All that I've said here right now leads us to what I wanted to talk about in the first place, and I want you to hear it, what a really a wounded spirit is. And this is the kind of spirit I really mean as a wounded spirit. When the soul is under deep, terrible sense of sin. When conviction flashes through the mind like heat lightning. Have you known that feeling? When the man says, I'm guilty, I remember that feeling. When guilty took on a meaning to me. When I realize my lostness without God. When we start to realize God's anger and God's wrath, and a man in such condition cannot be consoled, no one could console me. I went through 9 months of it, and I'm really glad I did, because I can tell people, hey, it's God dealing with you. I can help. They don't have to take 9 months. And you can pipe, but you will not dance. You can try to amuse such a person, and they will not be amused. You can try to charm them, and they cannot be charmed. And you can try to compliment them, but they will not be complimented. A wounded spirit, who can bear? And for 9 months, I went around with that wounded spirit. And I'm not talking about a melancholy. I'm talking about God dealing with me. Now, that's really the only kind of a wounded spirit that you cannot bear. You listening on the radio right now that are not born again, and even you that have just been saved, and some of you that have been in the legal ministries and are walking around with a wounded spirit, you cannot bear it. No man can bear a wounded spirit. His spirit can bear the infirmities, but a wounded spirit can't bear anything. And so I would stumble off to work with a wounded spirit. I would come home with a wounded spirit. I would sit in the bathtub with a wounded spirit. And I would cry out to God because I couldn't bear it. I said, God, slay me. And sometimes there's a wounded spirit by fierce temptations. And some of you will know what I'm talking about. Some won't. Satan will tempt you with doubt. And over and over and over again. You can be the most lovely person in the world, in the Christian realm. And he will tempt you with doubt. Now, some will know what I'm talking about. They've been in the fierce battle with Satan. Or he'll tempt you with some kind of a sin. Or he'll tempt you to blaspheme God. I was saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And every day a voice would come to me, blaspheme God. And I'd swear God in my mind, and I'd try to close my mind up, and I'd go, ooh. I was sleeping about 2 hours a night. That is a wounded spirit that you cannot bear. Cannot bear. Some of the finest people go from morning until night, and Satan makes vile suggestions to them. Lustful, and they say, oh God, I can't stop thinking that thought. I can't stop thinking that thought. My God. Ooh, the wounded spirit. And, ooh, they go to church and they try to get better. And ooh, they read their Bible and they try to get better. And ooh, they try to get better and they try to fill in with different things. And ooh, they can't get rid of it. Oh, that's a wounded spirit. Is there anyone in here at all that knows what I'm talking about? Those are attacks from the evil one. They are tempted to curse God and die. And that temptation brings a wounded spirit, such as they can scarcely bear. Who can bear it? Oh, God save you from it if you're in it right now. If you've fallen under that terrible power, then a wounded spirit may come through a desertion by God, and the believer has fallen into some kind of sin, and God has hidden his face from you. Though after we've left the light of God and the knowledge of God, oh, how we ache after we've sinned and we know the truth. Oh, God, you just ache and you say to yourself, but why did I do it? Why did I do it? I knew better. Why did I do it? Now, that is a wounded spirit. That's what I've been getting at. That's what I want people to be delivered from. Oh, how we ache. It's like an old wound when it gets rainy or it's going to storm outside. It starts to ache when we're reminded the sin. And then some of God's children have a wounded spirit entirely through a mistake. They have floated far above the heads of other saints, and they've been led into types of ministries that have them to float. Doesn't bring any of this kind of ministry into it, none whatsoever. And they have been led into a flotation type thing where they're way above everybody else, and their hot air balloon is sailing aloft. And they say, well, why are you like this? Why are you mourning, and why are you so... Your spirit, why is it so down, and why are you so depressed? Oh, why don't you just do this and this and this and A, B, C and 1, 2, 3, and you can be way up here with me. They're headed for a fall. And there's a lot of them right now that are disillusioned. I get their phone calls. There's a lot of them right now that don't understand what's going on with them. And all of a sudden they have these wounded spirits and they begin to see themselves as they really are. And I say, praise God, brother. Now you're on the road to recovery. First of all, you got to get the cancer and you got to cut the cancer out, and the cancer is self. Whatever that it takes, allow God to do it. If it's an idol, if it's whatever, let God take care of that thing. Let God smash it. But they're all over, disillusioned and wounded. And if I ever from this pulpit talk about what a wonderful fellow that I'm getting to be, stone me. Put me in the insane ward. Wrap me up. Throw me in an ice tub. I'm nothing but a sinner, saved by grace, and I well do know it. Well, tell us before you leave us, how do we avoid a wounded spirit so far as is of evil? By never offending your conscience. Just before you do something, your conscience will tell you, don't do it. Don't offend it. Don't do it above the conscience. If it's telling somebody off and the conscience says, let it pass, don't do it. You know what will happen to you people? You'll have happiness in the Lord. You'll have the full joy and the full confidence. The Bible says, be true to your understanding of God's word. You'll also get a clear view of the gospel of Jesus Christ and avoid a wounded spirit. Many Christians who have seen gospel have only seen as the blind man have healed. Men look like trees walking. And they're stuck somewhere in between law and grace, and they're all mixed up in works and grace, and they haven't fully understood yet that they're a sinner saved by grace. And I hear a lot of people say all the time through radio and all over, say, well, are they still saved? That's a question that you should ask yourself. It's an evil one. Don't ask somebody else. Understand, you are saved sinners, and Jesus Christ came to save sinners. Understand that. Understand today that if you've been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit for 50 years, you are still a sinner saved by grace. No better, no worse. Learn that. Learn not to put too much attention on your sins, but put your attention on the one that has forgiven your sins. That's like the alcoholic having a little glass of whiskey there. I will not drink, I will not drink, I will not drink, I will. What's he talking about? What's he reminding himself about? The drink. What's getting all of his attention? That which he's not supposed to do. And he puts himself under law, and the very thing he says he won't do, that he'll do. He'll do it. He's compelled to, because, see, the law is what gives power to it. That gives sin power. The legalism, oh, I won't do it, I won't do it, I won't do it, I mustn't do it, I won't do it, I won't do it, I won't do it. I did it! I'm closing. But also, avoid a wounded spirit by living next to God. Well, it's the wolf gets the sheep that isn't next to God. Did you know that? That's the one that gets bitten. And count on it, if you've left your holy living and close communion with God, you can expect to have a wounded spirit. And there's a lot of them right now that have wounded spirits because they have left God and the holiness of God for something else. We all can fall into that snare. And by the way, if you think I'm talking about you that's on the radio right now, listen so intently, I am. When you leave holy living and when you leave communion with God and you get away from the Lord, count on it, you will have a wounded spirit. Because you wound the Lord. Well, lastly, suppose our spirit is wounded. How is it to be healed? There's only one way, and do I have to say it? By his stripes we are healed. Come to Jesus right now. I don't care if it's 70 times 7 that you have failed. Without a plea, please come to me. Come without a plea, but that Jesus Christ is shed his blood for you, and you'll have no peace until you do, and that's your way out. Maybe you have a fear of confessing what you fear. Don't be that way. Expose it. And remember that Jesus Christ is compassionate. And remember that if you have an enlarged view of the love of God, it's a great remedy for a wounded spirit. Come to Jesus as a child. I thought about that. Why does he say, come as a child? Here you are as a child, and you come to Jesus as a child, and you're looking up. Now he looks much bigger. Much bigger, that is, than leaning upon your own understanding, leaning upon the everlasting arms. Come as a child. Come trusting as a child and say, Lord, I got in the mud. And you're standing with mud all over yourself. Didn't I tell you not to play in the mud? And I got muddy. I'm dirty. And get washed. Washed by the water of the Word. Washed by the blood of the Lamb. Confession to Jesus Christ. And agreeing with the Lord. Going boldly to the throne rooms of God and saying, I'm sorry, help me to have the spirit of repentance. And lastly, remember you're not alone. God will use these experiences that you're having right now and all the experiences I've had that God has turned them around to good to use for somebody else. Thus all these things will pass. Ever notice how things pass? And right in the middle of a big trial, somebody say, oh, it'll pass. You know how to make them pass all the quicker? When it's passing you, go the other way. Walk away from that problem. As it's passing you, pass it. By doing something for the Lord, forgetting those things that are past, pressing forward towards a high mark to calling in Christ. It's like Mick when he was, we were on this, Mick, you remember that? And you were running alongside of this thing over there. We were in Vegas, and he was running alongside of this. We were there to witness to somebody, lead him to the Lord, by the way. And he was running alongside of this thing there, and I was just walking along like this, leisurely, and this escalator, this foot escalator was going along. And he was running, was out of breath, and he was almost falling down. Finally he got on, he says, I guess it's easier getting on this escalator. When those things are passing by, let them go by. Don't even give them a second notice. Walk right, keep right on going. And everything passes, but it'll pass a lot quicker if you pass it while it's passing you. In other words, get busy and don't get your mind on yourself. You will be miserable. My God, you'll make everybody in your house miserable. And remember that His grace is sufficient. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Jesus Christ. And that's the end of my message. If you're sitting in here today and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you can know Him today. You can have Him today. Praise the Lord. And as you grow in the light and the knowledge, you'll find out what it really means to have the full throttle. Full throttle. It's like when you push down on a four barrel. Start sucking. Huh? To have the full power of the Lord. And if you're going through a time, it hasn't got nothing to do. Sure, it's a hard time. But don't let it get the best of you. That's really not what I was talking about today. I'm talking about this soul sickness you can get into. Are all you young people born again back there sitting in that row? Is there anyone in your day that doesn't have Jesus as their personal Savior? Anybody? It can happen today. Ooh, hallelujah. Are you born again, honey? You know what I mean by that? Are you born again, son? You know what I mean by it? You got Jesus where? In your heart. Okay. Anyone else? Oh, this is so important. Oh, God. And then to go on in the Lord, that's so important. To just get dedicated to the cause of Christ. And I'm not trying to get you to do some work. I'm just saying, if you, wherever you do it. So many times people, oh, there he goes again, trying to get some people to go to work. No. I'll never ask again. No, I'm not. No. I'm saying, get dedicated to the cause of Christ. Don't misunderstand me. I'm saying for your own personal lives. Forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him and worship Him. God bless. Are you born again? Are you people all born again? Are you born again, honey? You got Jesus in your heart? What's your name?
Damar.
And what's your name?
Darren.
So glad you guys are here today. Praise the Lord. You know what? I want to tell you guys something. You are a good audience. You heard a lot of what I had to say here today. Isn't that great? So glad you guys came. I appreciate you being here, and thanks for listening. That is an encouragement. When you can get three young boys to sit together and listen. My dad says one boy is all right, two boys is a half a boy, and three is none at all. So when we worked in the cafe, we all had to be separated. And we'd start throwing butter chips at each other and melons. And oh, my. Is everyone in here born again? Don't walk out here today if you don't know for sure. Don't be intimidated by my asking. You know, say, oh, golly, here he comes. Thought he was done fishing over here. I'm just so nice and comfortable under this lily pad. Are you both born again? You born again? Okay, all right. Is there anyone in here? Just put your hand up if you don't know for sure. You say, well, I don't know for sure. It takes 30 seconds to have Jesus as your personal Savior. 30 seconds. You sure? Somebody want to pray and make for sure? Okay. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I want to thank you for these people that are here today. And I, Lord, I want you to just have them to take this message out right now to a world right now there that, Lord, they have wounded spirits out there. And allow them to be compassionate, but also allow them to give this message out that the only truly wounded spirit is when the Spirit of the Lord is dealing with us for change. Thank you, Lord, right now. In Jesus' name, for all these very precious people here. Thank you for the radio audience right now that didn't turn me off. In Jesus' name. And the ones that did, too, Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'd like a couple of real quick comments on today's message for the radio audience. Just 2 30-second comments. So if you're